Okay, today's daf is daf Kuftes in Maseches Ksubis. Just one ha'ara that I neglected to mention yesterday. We mentioned the Tosas Yontif says in the Mishnah, what's the difference between the Lashon of Kadim and the Lashon of Kankanim? So Tosas Yontif says there's no difference. It's just to teach me that in Choshen Mishpat, you know, one, you're bechavit for one, and it means the other. You say one, it means the other. But the Sharmas Yadam, the Shitim Kubetza says that maybe there's another pshat, that Kadim always means full, while Kankanim means empty. He's towing Kadim. He says, you borrowed full jugs of oil, and he was both in the kaikanim and the empty ones. The Sharm Siyana Balacha quotes this shita, and he quotes, this explains two other mikoros. First, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Al tistakel bekankan el b'mashi yeshbo. Kankan is empty. Don't look at the empty kankan to judge somebody. Right? Can't tell the book by its cover. Right? That's why dafka kankan, because it means empty. Don't look at the empty jug. And also, from last week, Uminosar kankanim nasa neis lashoshanim. The Beis Yosef's kasha, why Chanukah is 7 days and 8 days and not 7 days. So one of the answers is that because after they emptied it, it was empty, it got full again. That's meduyik. Uminosar kankanim, we say in Mo's surf. And the empty kankanim, dafka, because kankanim are empty, nasa neis lashoshanim. So that's the neis happened to Klal Yisrael. So that's a meduyik in the lashon of kadim and kankan. Okay, here we go. Says the Mishnah, Masnisen haposik ma'os lachasno upashalo asaregel. If a father-in-law is posik money for his son-in-law, suppose he money for his son-in-law upashalo asaregel, and then he changes his mind. Literally, he sticks out his foot. What exactly does that mean? Does that mean like you trip somebody? He went back on his word. He said, "I'm going to give my daughter such and such a dowry," and he stuck out his foot. Pasha lo as haregel. There is a machlokas. When was he posik? The haflaw says this must be only if he was posik before Erusin, and then Erusin took place, and then he changes his mind. That's the case here. The Ritva on the next element says no. It's even if he makes the whole deal after Erusin. If he's posik mos. And then he changes his mind. Upasha lo asaregel, and he changes his mind. We'll get back to that lashon in a minute. He changes his mind. Tosfos adds in, and all this happens while the daughter is standing there. Tosfos says on the bottom, quoting Yerushalmi, kishapasak b'ma'amada, she is standing there, and he says, "I'm going to give you such a dowry, son-in-law." And he says, "Fine, wonderful." And then the father-in-law changes his mind. What's the halacha? Says the Tanakama, Teshev ad Shetal bin Rosha. She sits until her hair becomes white. Meaning, it's tough luck on her, I'm sorry, says the Tanakama, but it's the father-in-law's fault. This is something that he should keep his word, and if not, the husband could say, "I'm not going to go through with this marriage because I want my dowry." And if he doesn't get the dowry, you're going to ask Tosas Kasha in a minute, I know. If he doesn't get the dowry, so then he could say, tough luck. Yeah.
According to the Ritva's pshat, when he did the Erusin, he did it without any
tzraim. According to the Ritva's pshat, when he did the Erusin, he did it without any tzraim. Correct. But the Ritva says, I say that pshat because look at the Mishnah. I'm posting the most lachas now. He's not the son-in-law yet, if he did it beforehand. So he thinks it's even afterwards, and he's going to say, even though we mentioned before, which we're going to mention again in a second, Zvarim Haniklim Ba'amira, right, what we had earlier in the parak, Kuf Beis, it could apply after Erusin as well. We'll read the Ritva inside in a minute when we get there on Amar Alf. So the Tadakaba says, if the father-in-law goes back, so then it's his fault, and therefore we do not force the husband for marrying her. And Rachman al-Islan, she remains an aguna. Admon Omar, Admon says, what do you mean? Yechol hi shetoma, remember we got into the Admon dinim yesterday, she could say, Iloni basati la'atzmi eishav hashtab and roshi. Hey, if I said I'm going to pay you money, fine. Then I could lose. It's tough luck on me. Achshav she'aba pasak, my father made the deal with you. Mani yechol asos, I don't have a choice of the matter. What could I do? O kenosa patar, marry me or divorce me. Don't keep me hanging. It's not my fault, it was my father's fault. Omer Rabbi Gamliel, Roani is very Admon. Rabbi Gamliel says, I like Admon. I like Admon Shita. I think that he is right. And that's what we paskin. That she could have this claim. Okay, a couple of points. Number one, what is Pasha Lo Asaregel? What is that Lushin? Right, he stretched out his foot. So Rashi quotes two pshatim. Rashi says, either Lushin Bizayon. Right, he's like sticking his foot at him and saying, you know, eat the dirt on the bottom of my foot. Right, Pasha Lo Asaregel. Rashi says, Tol Titsha Al Gabe Ragli. Second pshat, Rashi says, Va'ani shamati, second pshat, Tlei osi al eitz ve'ein li malitein. Even if you hang me on a tree, I have nothing to give you. Hang me on a tree. I have nothing to give you. I'm sorry. Says the Pnei Yeshua, L'may nafkamina between these two pshatim. What does the Pnei Yeshua usually ask as kasha? What's the difference between the two pshatim of Rashi if he really has money and he just went back on his word? According to the first pshat, so this is the halacha, this machlokas occurs even if he has money. Still, the Tanna Kabba says, tough luck. We don't force him. Teishma Shadab and Roshi. That's the first shot of Rashi, because what does it mean, Pashat HaSarekel? He just sticks out his foot and say, tough luck, I'm not paying. The second shot is that, no, even if you're hanging, I have no money. Mashmir, if he has money, maybe we'd force him to give it. So Pnei Yeshua says, maybe that's a nafkamina between these two pshatim. Number, that's the Pnei Yeshua here. The third shot given, it's given, if the Magen Mishnah says, this seems to be the Pshat of the Rambam, but you can just look at the Rambam here. The Rambam, the Pirush Rishtais on our Mishnah, quotes, what does Pashat Lo Asa Regel mean? He quotes two words. Says the Rambam, Pashat HaRegel Pirush Al Arichus Halichaso. According to the Rambam, you know what it means, Pashat Lo Asa Regel? He left. He went to Medina Sayyam. He went somewhere far away. That's what Pashat Lo Asa Regel is. He's not paying. He's not here. Which fits into the previous Peshtayas. But that's three Peshtayas. Two from Rashi, one from the Rambam. What does it mean, Upasha lo es harega? So, again, the Mishnah says, the Tanakama holds, she sits until her hair grows white, and Anamon says, no. Just a ha'ara, I did not see it anywhere, but if anybody out there or here sees it or comments, let us know. All the Mishnayas, not all, there's many Lashonos in the Mishnayas of this Perek that are very graphic. For some reason, this parak has very graphic lashonos. Teishiv ashatab and rosha, until her hair gets white. That's one. Or the next mishnah we're going to have. Just look at the next mishnah in a minute on Amud Beis, on Kuftesim Amud Beis. We're going to have a case where a guy comes back and he used to have a yard, and now all the yards around him surround him, and he has no way to get to his own field. So it's a machlokas what the halacha is. But what do the chachamim say? You know what? He either has to pay for it or he has to fly there. Yifrach ba'avir. What kind of what? Yifrach ba'avir? Tell him to fly. Because it's unbelievable. I mean, it just means it's tough luck on him. Or the previous, right? The previous Mishnah. Right? Previous Mishnah. He niyach ma'osav al karen atzvi. He put his money on the deer, on the horn, the deer, horns of the deer. Very graphic. I don't know why. Just saying, it's the chachamim of the Admon and Chanan. It's very interesting that there's these Lashonos, or even the previous Mishnah. B'shchosh ha'nizachar, I'm a male, so I lose. You know, it's what did I do wrong? So just, I don't know what Rabbi Yudanasi's Kavana was, but there's a very graphic Lashonos in all of these Mishnais. Okay, just a Ha'ara, I don't know what it means, but good. Says the Gemara now. Says the Mishnah now. So, the Tanna Kamma says that she sits, it's tough luck on the father-in-law's fault, and therefore the husband is not forced to marry her. And Adamon says, no, you can't do that, because she could say, that was my father's fault, not my fault. There's a question that all the Rishonim ask here. Tav Tosfos deals with it. And that is what we said before. Earlier in our Perek, on Daf, in the previous Perek, Adav Kufpeis, we have the principle of Dvarim Haniknim Ba'amira. The agreement that the Machatanim make before a marriage, they say, how much are you going to give it to the daughter? Okay, good. How much are you going to give to the son? Wonderful. And they make an agreement, and Rav Gidl says, Adav Kufpeis Ben Aleph, these are Heineina Dvarim Haniknim Ba'amira. These work. These are Kinyanim that work, even though you just talk, no Kinyanim was performed, it has the status of a Kinyan. So ask all the Rishonim, why don't we force the father-in-law to pay the dowry? He said he was going to do it. This was part of the Dvarim HaNiknim Ba'amira. So why can't we force him? We say, oh, it's tough luck, and we don't force the husband to get married. What do you mean? So why don't we force the father-in-law? So a number of answers given by the Rishonim. The Rashbam on top in the Tosfos, we mentioned this earlier. The Rashbam says, you know what you see from here? What's the language of Rav Gidl? Right, they kamanos ataros in the bitchal kach v'kach. Kamanos in the bitchal kach v'kach. Omdu v'kitshu, heinin et v'ar manikunam ba'amira. You know what the Rashbam says? That whole discussion of Rav Gidl is only if the kedushin happens mamish at that moment. Right away, at the same maimud. That's the lashon of omdu v'kitshu. Right out of that kinyan, they discussed it at the chasim's tish. Boom, and that kedushin takes place. Pirish Rashbam on top. Hadra Amar of Gidl Breisha Nose Amdu Vekitshu Kanu Hani Mili De Kitshu Miyad. That's only where they do the Kiddushin right away. Mitocha Tnai, right when they made the Tnaim, Ola Achar Zman. Viskira Tnaim, well, they do it later, but they reminded each other of the conditions when they made the marriage. Aval Hisnu Atav Vekiddush La Achar Zman. But if they do it day one, and then a few weeks later, they have the Kiddushin, Velo Viskira Tnaim, Rav Gidl never said his din. Lav Dvar Manikne Bamirahim Ubechi Agavda Hacha. Rashbam, one of the Rashbam's rises, our Gemara, our Mishnah. Why don't we force the father? He made a Kenyan. Does it get forced? The answer is no. The Kenyan, Rav Gidl, never meant it to occur unless the Kiddushin happens at that moment. Answer number one. Answer number two, Tosfos continues further down. He does not like this pshat because umdu v'kishu, what do you mean umdu? Umdu just means it doesn't have to mean dafka at that moment. So Tosfos says about 15 lines down into the skinny lines. He quotes the shita of Rebbe, one of the Baalei Tosfos. No, teishiv al shetal ben rosha, you're right. That just means if the father's not around or he has no, or the Baal doesn't want to be matriach. I don't want to schlep the father, a court case, getting a lawyer. Okay, I'll sit here when he decides. I'm sorry for my lovely Arusa, but there's nothing I could do right now. Meaning, in Echinami, says the second day of Tosfos. Second day is that he could bring the father-in-law to a din Torah. That's the second idea. The Ritva quotes a third opinion, V'yesh Omrim, you have to think about the svar for this, Rav Gidl's whole din only applies to a first marriage. To a first marriage. Yerushalmi, Lesler of Gidl, Elabani Sword, we shown him. Maybe this is a second marriage. And the Ritva says, that's Dochik, doesn't say that here. But why should that be? Why should Rav Gidl's svara of the Rabbi Nikon Babira only work by marriage one, and not by marriage two? Something to think about. But that is a third shot. Lamaisa, we pass it like as we see like Admon, that she could say, right, hey, don't give me any arguments. And if you look in the Ramah, it's a very important Ramah. Ramah and Ebn Ezer and Simin Beis. So even if you start learning Ebn Ezer, you don't have to go so far. Simin Aleph is about Puravu, Simin Beis. She yishtadel kol adam likach lo isha haguna. Probably required reading before we get married. Right, yishtadel, everybody should go try to marry a proper wife. What does the Ramah say? The Shulchan Aruch says, "Lo yisa adam isho sheish bo shum sul." Yeah, I should say the woman shouldn't marry the man with shum sul either. But says the Ramah, "Kol anose isha psula mishum mamon." If a man gets married for the bucks, for the riches, havim lo banim she'ina muhuganim. Says the Ramah, that's not going to produce a healthy family children. Aval balav achi she'ina psula alav el shose mishum mamon mutter. But if you're not really doing it for that reason, it's mutter. Then he continues. Let's say, you know, you go to the marriage and at the time they give you a big signing bonus, right? You're going to get married. And then the in-laws decide to take away the money, says the Ramah. Don't give trouble. You're right, you thought, but don't go back because of you lost the signing bonus. You know, you get married, don't do it for her possessions. You don't do it for what she's bringing into the marriage. Umisha osakein, eino matzliach. This is the Ramah talking. Ve'ein zivugo ola yafe. That's what the Ramah says. Your zivug is not going to be ola yafe. Ki ha-mamon sh'adam lokeach im ishto, eino mamon shel yosher. V'chala osakein mikri nose ishlo she mamon. And if you give trouble, because what you thought she was bringing into the marriage, you know, is didn't work out, that's called marrying a woman for her money. Ela koma sheyitin lo chama v'chamoso, whatever your in-laws give you, yikach be'ein ayin tov v'oz yatzliach. Take it with a smile, wonderful, thank you, and move on with your life. Says the Ramah, don't cause problems because of the money. Good. Right, says the Gemara. So our Mishnah said, machlokes, if the father-in-law backs out after promising. Tanakama says, The son-in-law could say, I'm sitting, I'm not getting married. And Adam could say, no, it's not her fault. So Masisa Deloki Aitana. Our Mishnah is not like the following Brisa, following Tosefta, which has a different version of the Machlokas. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Amar Yosi Rebbe Yehuda, Lo nechluku Admon v'chachamim ala posing mos l'chosno pojolos regel. The Chachamim and Admon never argued about the case that our Mishnah has, where he said he was going to give money to his son-in-law, and he changed his mind. She holy isha tomar. She could say, "Abba pasak alay mani cholasos." Everybody agrees to the shita that Admon had mentioned in our Mishnah. Meaning, if the father makes the tanai and she's stuck, it's not right. You can't force her. She could say, "It's not my fault." Everybody agrees to that. Amma nechlaku. What's the case of machlokes? Al shapaska hi al atzma, where she herself said, you know what, I'm going to bring it to the marriage, da 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 da, I'm going to bring all this into the marriage. The Shita B'Kubetz says, adds, B'Shem the Rashba, and her father's standing there. Her father's standing there. That's going to be a part of the issue. The father, Rashba, Amma, Pirish B'Shbifnei Aviha. We'll get to the svar in a minute. Shachachamim Omrim, in that case, where she makes the Tanai, that's where the Chachamim say, Teishiv Ashadab and Rosha. Right, she has to sit. It's tough luck. Why? Because the son-in-law thought that he was going to get into this marriage. Why? Rashba says two words. What would you say? Which two words? Shtika kohoda. Shtika kohoda. Right, we had this back in the Maseches Yevamos, Shtika Gehoda. If the father is there and he doesn't say a word, it means he's being Moda, Shtika Gehoda. Right, he didn't protest, so it must be he's willing to give his credit card. Right, whatever she says, I'll pay, don't worry. But if it's not, so the Rashba adds, if the father's not there, then the whole thing, of course, Teshuv Yeshu, it's her fault if the father's not there. Good, but continue. Admon Omer, let's just do the other Shita. Yecholi Shetomar, even there says Admon. Even though she made the Tanai, and then the father-in-law later turns and changes the mind, she could still say, Kisvurani Shabanosi no lie. I thought my father was going to pay. My father's always paid the credit card bills. I always spend, and he always pays. I don't know what happened. Yachshav Shein Abanosi no lie, Mani Cholamasos. I didn't realize. I didn't realize that you get married, you're on your own, you're independent. Okinoso patur, right? I'm sorry, even though I made the Tanai, says Admon, still, she katayna, and he cannot be ma'agin her. And Omer of Gamliel, roa ani as divrei Admon. So the Bryce has a little different version of the machlokas. Yeah, yes?
If she promises it, why isn't the whole thing dissolved? Why isn't it metatos? I mean, she doesn't...
The whole thing, she doesn't say it al Tanai. She says, I'm bringing this into the marriage. They don't make it. Only if they would have said, I marry you on condition, right? That I mean that the Mishnah says the Gemara has a kedushin. You can make amnasha ani ashir. I'm not saying I'm rich. So what does that mean? You don't have to be as rich as the richest person. The Gemara says, but that's an amnas. Here you didn't make amnas. Yeah.
Does he still have to support her?
Does he have to give her mizonos?
What
a giyazman velonisu. Giyazman. So lecharon. I mean, maybe that depends if it's a quasi ishus or just a knas. Right, we say it's not tafka sedeu if he, but he, right. I mean, rather the toast was said on that base that we never say her bad luck, right? We only say his bad luck if we would say it. So it's a question. I'm not sure. Would he have to give her mizonos lachora? I mean,
and if
okay.
The condition was made before Arison, then there should be a mekach
right. Toast. Right. If that was yes, he said if it was made before Arison, it could. Why isn't it a mekach toast? They didn't say it was al tanai this. They didn't say it was al tanai, and they didn't stipulate it. They didn't stipulate. They didn't repeat it. Right. This relates to the case that we had before. If you have a tanai earlier and then you didn't repeat it, so they didn't make it al tanai. Okay.
What about Rechea
Darchei Noam? That's kind of what the Ramah is trying to say. The Ramah that we had is trying to say, you know, don't cause such problems. But Rechea Darchei Noam is right. Sometimes if you have an argument, somebody's going to lose. You don't. So one person wins, one person loses. So Drachad Dachero, why are we going to force this guy to get married if he was under a misimpression? But maybe he doesn't want to divorce her. Maybe he's waiting. He's sticking it out. I want to marry this woman. So Drachad Dachero is where specifically if we don't do something, there's just going to be problems and nobody's going to win. Nobody's going to win. This woman Yevama is going to have to wait 25 years until the boy grows up. Right, or Drachad Achinon, the Gemara says in Sukkah, you know, to use an Arava that has thorns. This Hadas can't have thorns on it. Those are cases where there's only a downside. Here, there's two people involved. Tana, says the Braisa, Bamez Ramamurim, when do we say this? When do we say what? And what's it going on? Let's go Rach Locus. Rashi, let's go with Rashi. Rashi says, this is talking about the Braisa. When did the Chachamim say that the husband could say, sit until your hair grows white, teish vashadam adrosha, big gedola? That only applies if the gedola had made the Tanai, in the case of the Braisa, of a biktana kofin. But by a ktana, we would be kofa. We would force. So kofin laman, who are we going to force? Ilei mala'av, what? We're going to force the av? If a ktana makes the Tanai, then we're going to force the av? If it should be just the opposite. A gedola's words have much more substance than a ketana's words. So if we're going to force the father to pay up, so it should be if the gedola says something and the father overhears it listening. So it'd be just the opposite. So El Amarava, right. It's not that we force the father. Kofin labal litinget. No, we'd force the husband. We force the husband to give a get if in a case of ketana, right? Because we care much more about a ketana in that case. So you saw this relates a little bit to what we were saying. If she's a ketana, we're looking more out for her. Amr of Yisrael b'shvei dechizkiya. Kol makom she'amr Rabbi Gamliel roa ani es divrei admon halacha kamoso. Anywhere where Rabbi Gamliel says, I think Admon's right, halacha kamoso, we paskin like Admon there. Amr le Rav or Rav Nachman afilu bebraisa. Does this rule apply even in braises and not just mishnayos? That if we find it a braisa that Rabbi Gamliel says, I like Admon, so would that rule apply also? So I'm like, yeah, he says, Mikamina b'mishnah. Did I limit it to a mishnah? But Chol Makom Shabar Gamliel Kamrinan. I said, wherever Rabbi Gamliel says it. So therefore it applies even in a braisa, period. Tosfos asks, if you say this both in our mishnah and in our braisa, then it doesn't work. Because There's two different cases. Our Mishnah has a case where the father makes the Tanai. The Brisa has a case where the daughter makes the Tanai. So what do you mean? Rabbi Gamliel says in both cases, I like Adbot. How could the halacha be like both? But you're right. Our Mishnah seems to be mashma. Right? Admon says only if the father makes the Tanai. But if she would make the Tanai, maybe he wouldn't say Ashita. While the Brisa says even if the daughter makes the Tanai. Tosa says in Afilu, Tema, Hechi Matzik Lumifzak Hilchasa, Kishravayu, Kibraisa Gobasisa. There's two different things. So Tosa's answer is it must be that Halacha, Rani Tibri Admon, in each separate context. It doesn't mean that every context has to work with every other context. It just means that separately, that's how it could work. Okay. Viter. Tanu, where are we? Amr Abzera, Amr Rabba Bar Yirmia. Beis Dvarim Sha'amr Hanan, Halacha Kiyotzibo. Regarding, right, we have this parak is about 2 and 7. Hanan said 2 things, Admon said 7. So regarding the 2 things that Hanan said, we paskin kayotzebo. We paskin like him. Shivat varim shamar Admon in halacha kayotzebo. And the 7 things that Admon said, the halacha is not like him. So my kamar, what exactly does that extra lushan mean of kayotzebo? Three possibilities. First two are going to be rejected. Ile mahachik kamar number 1, is this what that statement means? Shnei dvarim sh'amar Chanan halacha kamoso v'chayotzebo. The 2 things that Chanan said, we pass it like him and like his yes man. Right, what's kayotzebo? In each of these Mishnayos, we have another Tana saying, yeah, he's right. Right, by Chanan, it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and by Admon, it's Rabbi Gamliel. So, does this statement mean we pass it like Chanan and like his yes man, kayotzebo, and like the other Shita, v'shiv dvarim sh'amar Admon, Ein halacha kayoboso velo kayotzebo, and the 7 things Admon said, we don't pass it like him or like Rabbi Gamliel. But that's not true. We have Rabbi Yisrael ben Elazar b'shei dechizkiya. We quoted it up above. Komakam shamar Rabbi Gamliel roa nistev Admon halacha kayoboso. We pass it like some Admons, so you can't say we never pass it like Admon. So that interpretation doesn't work. So number 2, Ela Hachi Kamar. This is what it means. This is what that line means. Shnei dvarim shamar Chanan halacha kayoboso v'chayotzebo. The 2 things that Chanan said, we pass it like him ends like the one who's with him, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Shiva dvarim sh'amar Admon ein halacha kayotzebo. The 7 things that Admon said, we don't paskin like the one like him, meaning we don't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, like Rabbi Gamliel. Hakamoso halacha begula, but we paskin like Admon in every case. Right? Only 3 cases out of the 7 did Rabbi Gamliel say I like Admon. So maybe that's what it means. We don't go like Rabbi Gamliel always. We go like Admon. We always paskin like Admon. So the Gemara says that doesn't work either because we don't always paskin like Admon. The Ha'amar, second wide line. Whenever Rabbi Gamliel says I like Admon, we paskin like him. Omar in, lo amar lo. Only if he said that yes, but if he didn't know. So we're still stuck. What does that original line of Rabbi Zeira Amar Avar Yirmiya mean? So Ella, try 3. Hachi ka'amar. Shnei dvarim sh'amar Chanan, halacha kamosa v'chayotzibo. The 2 things that Chanan said, fine. We paskin like him, we paskin like the one who is his yes man, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Shiva dvarim sh'amar Admon, but the 7 Admon statements, yesh mehen sh'alacha kamoso v'chayotzibo, sometimes we paskin like him and the one who's with him, Rabbi Gamliel, v'yesh mehen sh'ain halacha kamoso, and sometimes we don't paskin like him, Ella kayotzebo, but we pass it like the one who's with him, meaning Rebbe Gamliel. Meaning, b'chamakom shabar Gamliel, b'roni sefer Admon halacha kamoso, whenever Rebbe Gamliel agreed with him, then we pass it like them, enoch lo. But the other ones, we don't. Okay, so that's the maskana. We always pass it like Hanan, those 2 Mishnayos, and the 3 places where Rebbe Gamliel agrees to Admon, the ones that we've had already, right, that we pass it like him, and otherwise, we don't. Good. Next Mishnah. Masnison. Ha'or el asade, v'hu chasam aleha. All of a sudden, Ruvi goes over to Shimon and says, Shimon, that's my field. That's my cow, my field back. And Shimon says, what are you talking about? So Ruvi says, Levi sold you that field? Levi sold you that field? But he stole it from me. Levi sold you that field. I know, you have a shtar that says, last week Levi sold you the field. He doesn't have a cheskes gemel shanim here, right? It's not that he didn't complain. Let's say last week, Levi sold Shimon a field. And then Ruvi comes to Shimon and says, that's my field, Levi stole it from me. The problem is, on the shtar mechira, that Levi sold Shimon the field, Reuven was one of the Edom. Reuven signed the shtar mechira that Levi sold Shimon the field. Now Reuven's saying, it's my field. What do you sign that it went from Levi to Shimon for, if it's your field? So, chasam olav be'ed. So, Admon Omer, hasheni noachli v'rosh hakasha himenu. Admon says, no, no, no problem. Reuven could say, I signed on it because Levi's a strong guy. I'm never going to be able to touch Levi. He's too tough for me. You're a nice guy, Shimon. I know I can get the field back from you. So that's why I wanted to get it out of Levi's hands. So that's why I signed the shtar. So, right, the first guy is, you're much better. V'chachamim omrim, no. Ebed es zechuso. You signed on the shtar, you lost your schus. He could find somebody else to sign on it. Sign on the shtar. You lost your schus if you signed on the field. Asa simin la'acher. What about a similar case? Again, what happened? So Reuven now is going over to Shimon, you have my field. Let's say in the interim, beforehand, Shimon had sold a different field to somebody else, to Yehuda. The adjoining field to this one that's under investigation right now. He had sold an adjoining field to somebody else. And Reuven had been an aide on that field, which had said, I'm selling you this field, which is next to my other field. And the other field, Reuven is claiming is his. So then the Gemara said, the Mishnah says, Ibn Eschusa, then you for sure lose, because what are you starting on that one for? What are you signing on that one for? Again, Reuven's going up to Shimon arguing about a field. If he had previously signed on a shtar mechira of the adjoining field that Shimon sold to Yehuda, and he signed on it, and in that shtar it says it's right next to Shimon's other field, and Reuven signs it, so then for sure, even Atmon says he loses it. The Ritva here says 2 points. Number one, this is only if he's really an aide. Only if he's really an aide, yeah, this issue. If he's just standing there and he's quiet, you know, you don't go that far. We're not going to say Ibn Eschuso in that case. If he just happens to stand there, he doesn't make a ruckus in the court right then. Then the Ritva quotes two deus. What happens if he's the only aide? Let's say he was only one aide. So that's a machlokas. So the Ritva first says, Nira Lomar, even if he's alone, Havia Hoda'ah, right? It's, that's also, he loses. Or possibly, he says, I'm not sure, because you could say, you know, I'm the only aide. I don't think anything will come out of it. I don't think it was serious. El Jeish Lomar, Shazeno, Tiyachal Meimar, Dekivish Lohaya Sham, Eid Acher, Lochash, if Shtarav, Lochashid Allah. It could be that when he signed, it was only one aide, so then you can't fault him because he didn't know it was going to turn into a real Shtar. Okay. Amar Abaya, Lo Shanu Ela Aid. When do we say that you might lose your Zchus if you're a witness on the document? But let's say you're a judge. What kind of judge? What's the judge doing with the shtar? This is back what we had earlier, Daf Yud Ches, earlier, Kiyum Shtaris. We mentioned that whenever a document comes to court, one of three things has to happen to be Mekayim the shtar. So Dinder Rabbanan, Kiyum Shtaris, Midarai, said the shtar is fine. But we want to do some type of verification of the witnesses. So in one of various ways, Beis Din figures out if these signatures are true. They bring in the aid in themselves. They bring in other people to testify about these signatures. They find another document with these signatures, same signatures. So either way, this Kiyum Shtaris. So says the Gemara, says Abaya. And then after they're Mekayim it, they stamp it. They give it the stamp of approval. Right? Rashi quotes the Lashon of the stamp of the Ishur. This document has been verified. Fine. So, yeah.
Like a notary,
exactly. So Abaya says that if the Dayan signs on it, he does not lose his stake in whatever sign underneath. Why? Witnesses have to read the document. You can't sign on a document unless you read it. But judges sign on it. What? The judges look at what's written in the shtar. They look at the signatures, and that's it. They look at the signatures, they try to verify the signatures. They're not always focusing on what was inside what's written inside the shtar. That's Edom versus Dayanim. There is a machlokas Rishonim here. Do the Dayanim have to know the parties' names? You don't have to look at every detail, but they have to at least know the parties' names? So it says the Ritva, yes. Aval pi shelo re'uhu kulo ladas en yano. You don't know everything. Aval tzrichan lero shemos ba'alei davar. Kedei shelo yekaimu bekrovim la'alei davar. You know, maybe these witnesses are the brother of the one in the document. Inami, then he says no. Maybe you don't even have to see the name. Shelo karu klau. But as long as when you wrote the ashrata, in the stamp, you wrote the witnesses' names. So whenever it's figured out, they'll look at the parties' names and they'll know if they are relatives or not. Those are 2 days in the Ritva, and this translates into 2 days of Choshe Mishpat. 2 days of Choshe Mishpat, the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Mem Vav quote these two opinions whether the Dayanim have to read the Shtar. Simen Mem Vav, Sif Chaf, Dayanim Achos Ben Lekayim Ashtar, Chos Ben Ava Bishalokar Uhu. right? They don't have to read it. V'dafka mashiish begufa shtarim tzrichim likros. Avam mikal makom tzrichim likros mihen amalve v'halovek. They should be equivalent dayanim, right? You don't have to read it. You have to at least know the parties. V'yeshorim inzorach likros oklau. You don't have to read it at all. So this is the halacha that the edim have to read what's inside, but not the dayanim. Where does this come up? Very lamaisa. Where does this come up? Sometimes there's a problem. Ksuba. Where do we sign things nowadays? By ksuba, what happens? You have to chas and stitch, and you're mechubid. There's no announcement about the ksuba, but let's say you come over, they motion to you, you go over, you stand up for the pictures, the photographer, and they say, okay, I'm ready to sign. Do all the edim read it? That they know what they're signing? So hopefully, the Mesada Kedushin goes through, you know, what it says in there. Many times, of the edim can't understand Aramaic. It was a long thing. Maybe they know from last time. They know basically what's in the ksuba. But should the Mesada Kedushin go through exactly, you know, go through it with them, give it to them, if they're, most of the time, they're B'nai Torah that don't know what's written in the ksuba, they're Mechabed, you have to know what's written, you're being edim. Our Gemara says, you gotta read it, you gotta know what's written inside if you're an aid. What happens if not? What if the edim sign, they have no idea? So hopefully they know generally what it's about. Hopefully they know it's not a marriage license, right? As we said, you're fully married without the ksuba. You're not allowed to live together without a ksuba. But hopefully they don't think it's a marriage license. But the Rama talks about this. The Rama in Simen Samach Vav. The Rama says, Simen Samach Vav in Yoredeya. At the end, V'chein sheyesh edim chosmen al aksubis shekaru tachas achupa avavi shelo shamu akriya avapi delo shaper avdi ein l'shanos min hagan shelo lahotzi laz al ksubas harishonos. Lachar chila, they're supposed to know what's going on inside the ksuba. Maybe even read the ksuba, right? The Zagadusha could read it with them, right? Ofer v'aizen. But Bidi Evet says the Rama, you know, as long as hopefully they have a general idea, it is okay. That's what the Rama says. Okay, weiter. Us a simin la'acher. So our Mishnah says, if Reuven made a simin for an acher, what was that case? Again, Reuven wants to complain about field A. Meanwhile, earlier, Shimon had sold field B to somebody else, and he wrote in the shtar, field B, which adjoins my own field A, and Reuven signed on the shtar. So then he surely loses his rights. Amar Abaya, again, Abaya has a limit. Lo shanu elo la'acher. This is only if he sold field B to somebody else. Abo la'atma lo'ubi deschuso. But if he sold field B to himself, if Reuven bought field B, and he didn't complain, hey, you know, the other field is really my field, he didn't lose his chus. Da amar, because he could say, ida lo avdi achi, because if I don't do this, lo avi mazvi l'nila, he wouldn't sell me this field. If I start complaining about the other field, he's not going to give me this field. He's just not going to like me. My islach alameymar, iboy lach alamimsha moda'a. So what should he have done? He should have given a moda'a. Right, so usually a moda'a means that if somebody's forcing you to sell something, you go to two witnesses beforehand and say, you know what, I don't really mean what I'm going to do tomorrow. That's how moda'a is usually used, a shtar moda'a. So here it's a similar, it doesn't mean that he forced, you just, you know, let somebody know beforehand that, you know, I don't really agree that that's Shimon's shtar. So what do we say, that he should have done a moda'a? No. Chavra, chavra islay, the chavra, the chavra, chavra islay. Your friend has a friend, and your friend's friend has a friend. Meaning, no such thing as a secret in the world. Notice the Gemara says elsewhere, v'kol, right, that the v'of yolichas akol, right, the bird's going to take the walls have ears, right, there's not no secrets. So chavra chavra is, I don't want to tell anybody, he's going to find out. This is a phrase that Chafetz Chaim uses in Shmir Salashin about Lashon Hara. You know, no such thing as private. One place he uses it in Klal Beis, in Ochas Lashon Hara. O nearly the dafka ba'osah ha'ir sheshama ba'apitzlasa mutalagalos. Yeah, what's the rule that the kids say? Everybody knows it already. The other one is that it's true. So it's true is also usher. Okay, everybody knows you have maybe something to talk about. If there's an article in the paper, send it to maybe it's not Lashon Hara, maybe it's just Mevayish Pnei Chaveiro, okay? Maybe if you want to get out of the Lashon Hara issue specifically. But send it to Chavetz Chaim. O nirali, the Dafka Ba'usa, Ir Shashama Bapi, tell us about the Galas. If three people, you heard something from three people, and then maybe you could talk about it, why Mishim the Chavar Chavar, everybody knows, quotes our Lashon. Avalobi Ir Acheres, Afta Shayos, Betsuya Zelozeh. But in a different place where you don't think it's public, right? The newspaper article didn't come out there. Even if you know, people are going to find out, internet, this and that, still not allowed to be Megala. Not allowed to be Megala, Chavra, Chavra, Islay. People always find out. It's a good Musar. Says the Gemara, Hu da'as l'simin la'achir? So there was a person who made a simon la'acher, meaning in our case that he basically lost his chelek. He signed on a shtarv that Shimon sold to somebody else, so he lost his chelek. Ear error, then he complained about this field at hand, v'shachav, and then he died. V'ukim abu chopa, and Beth then set up an apotropis to take care of the nechasim. Asa apotropis l'chamid Abaya. Apotropis came to Abaya. Amar lei, asa simon la'acher, even his chuso. And Abai says, tough luck. The halacha of the Mishnah is, if Reuven, the Baal Dover, signs on another field, and there's no reason he did that, so he lost his chus. So Amar, so it's a very shrewd apotropos. Amar, he says to Abai, Iyavi Abundi asked me Kayim, if the father was here, Havitoan v'Amar, Tlam Echadatis Lacha. He might have said, I signed on that field, but I never meant the whole thing. What did that document say? Shimon is selling to Levi field B, which is next to field A. I never agreed that the whole field A was Shimon's. I meant that first row where the plow could go. That piece of field that abuts, you know, that other field, that's the only thing I admitted. So if the father was here, he could have said that, said the apotropos. So Amar Shaper Kamar. So Abai says, hey, you're right. That's a good taina. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said, Imtan v'amar tzlam echad atzis l'cha ne'aman. He'd be believed. The father would be believed. So therefore, Reuven only loses his chus in that first row, in that one lengthwise, that's the width of a plow. So zil havli mi eslam echad. So Abai says, okay, take your field, but at least you have to give Shimon one row next to the field. So fine. Havala richva de dikli. So all of a sudden, that little row that he's going to give him has a nice group of palm trees on it. So Amalei, the apotropos comes back to Abaya. Yavi avu de yasmi kayav. If the father was here, havitan v'amar, he would have had a taina. Chazarti v'lakachti mimenu. You're right. At that time, it was Shimon's field. But you know what? I bought it back from him. So he could have tainted that. Then he would have been believed. So Amalei shaver kamrit. Abaya again says, you're right. He would have been believed. Because Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan says, if he would have tainted, I bought it back from him, Naaman. Why is he believed here? Rashi explains, Pesha Asahu Pesha Hitir. How do we know what Shimon's field is in the first place? Because Reuven is one of the witnesses that signed on the Shtar Mechira that it went to him. But now Reuven is saying, you're right, it went to him, but I bought it back from him. So Reuven is the whole source of that. We know that it went to Shimon. So Pesha Asahu Pesha Hitir. So that's why he's Naaman. And Tosfos argues on Rashi, he says, you never say Pesha Asar with 3 months in between. If you say Pesha Asar today and Pesha hit there in 3 months, you don't say that. Pesha Asar, says Tosfos, this is a machlokas we've shown him, but Pesha Asar has to be Toch Kedei Dibur. You have to come to, like we had earlier on Daf Chav Beis, you have to come and say, Eishas Ish Ani Ugrusha Ani. You have to say both things at the same time. I was married and now I'm divorced. It doesn't work. You can't have this big break in the middle. That's not a good Pesha Asar. So Tosfos and other Rishonim say maybe it's a Migo de Mizuyef. We're talking about a case where the shtar was not Makuyim, and he could have tied it that it was a forgery. Okay, either way, Machlokas Rashi tells us what exactly was the case was.
Why did Abaya say that he loses out?
Why did Abaya say
that he loses out?
He should, because before the father had died, he signed on that other shtar that Shimon sold Levi.
Okay? Didn't we just say that's okay?
No, what do you mean? No, we said he loses. We said it's only okay if the field was sold to himself.
Well, his taina that he only did that because they wouldn't sell it to me. We don't.
Right. Well, no. He wouldn't have sold to me. That's if he sold the other field to him, the same person. That's what the Gemara said. But if he sold it to somebody else. So that's the case of the Mishnah where he loses his chus. Abaya just ends off. Interestingly, Amar Abaya, Haiman the Mukum Apotropa. Whoever makes an Apotropos, Nukim Kihai. The other Lafuchi Beskusa Diasmi. Whoever buys an Apotropos, you know, should try to get one like this. Right. This kind of shrewd businessman. Okay. Period. Any other thing bother you about this story that we just had? In each case, the apotropos says, hey, if the father was here, he would say this. Abaya says, hey, you're right. Rabbi Yochanan says that. What? Tosfos says, Abaya forgot. Tosfos says, Dibra Maskel Omar. Abaya lo haya zachor, but Dibra Rabbi Yochanan. Abaya didn't remember Rabbi Yochanan until he was reminded of it. He was human. Abaya was human. He didn't remember. The Rush also quotes this daya. So, you know, whenever you talk about Shechacha, you can mention the Hakdama of the Shar Yosher, Shemin Shkap, where he talks about the difference between the first and the second Luchos. The Kasha, Moshe breaks the Luchos, what, he thought that the world would go on without a Luchos? The Jews would go on without a Torah? No, says Shemin Shkap, what happened was that Moshe saw that it couldn't be an existence of Luchos Rishonos. Because Luchos Rishonos are Maise Elokim, which means it's eternal. You learn something one time, boom, you remember it. You'll never forget it. The world can exist like that. The point of life is to have a melus and dedicate your life to Torah and push yourself And in that way, it'll be, right, it's Maisa Adam, it's not forever. You're going to forget things, but you got to work hard to try to remember it. So that's part of life. Shichcha is part of life. That's the that's what Shemishkov says in the Hakdama. So that's Tosfos here. Abaye also forgot. The Rashba, other Rishonim say, come on. Abaye forgot her of Yochanan. So other Rishonim give other Pshatim. The Rosh says maybe he was just waiting, because even though your Ta'aninim Liyarshim is always better for the Apushapas to do it, or the Rashba writes in the Shidu Kubetas here that when you're Ta'aninim for a Yoresh, that's only a Taina Suffolk. It's always better to have a Tainas Vadai. So Abaye was waiting to see if the Apuchapas had a Tainas Vadai. So that's what he was waiting for. Either way, different approaches to explain how maybe he did not forget.
Abaye could be the
Orchid Leon.
He can't give...
Abaye couldn't give advice, but Tanina. That's the principle of Tanina. Whenever there's Yorshim involved, you know, we're Tanina. Taninam for Yosomim, Tanina for Lukuchos. Okay, says the Mishnah. Next. Me shahalach medina sayam ba'adav b'darach sadehu. Person has a field, and he comes back after being in Medina Sayam, and then all of a sudden he sees the four fields that surround his field are taken. He used to have a way to get into his field. He doesn't remember where it was, and nobody's willing to say it was here. So what's the halacha? Adman omer yilach lebiksara. Adman says he has the right to get the shortest way. The shortest way to his field, that's what he gets. V'chachamim omerim. He's either got to pay big bucks for it, or he could fly there. It's up to him. It's up to him. And again, as I mentioned before, amazing graphics in these Mishnayos. Try to figure out if you find the muck or why. So my time with the Rabbanan, I ask the Gemara, what are the Rabbanan talking about? He's got to fly there or pay Shabbakab or Anmon. He definitely has one way to get to his field, so why doesn't he take the shortest one? So I'm reviewing the Marav. No. Kagon Shiki Fuar, Babne Adam, Abru Chosel. The case is where four different people own the fields. So it's a Moshe B'chaver L'Avaraya. Each one says, tough luck. Go to the next guy. So then go back to Admon. So why does Admon say that it's the shortest one? Why can't that guy say, it's not in my field? So Amar Rava as follows. If four people own the fields now, it doesn't matter how many people owned it earlier. Four people own it now, so then they could each say, your derech is not on my field. Say he's stuck. The machlokas is if one person owns it now, and four people had owned it earlier. Admon says, Lamaisa, one person owns it now. So the derech is by this guy. So he has to give him the shortest one. For Rabbanan Savri, no, Isha Tak Shatak. Rabbanan say, no, he could say, if you keep your mouth shut, then fine, I'm not going to cause problems. V'ilo, but if you keep complaining and you want your derech, mahadran shtara l'murai, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give the shtaras back to the masters. I'll sell the stuff back, I'll sell all the fields back, and then there'll be four owners, and you'll be stuck. So just don't do anything, because this is what I could do. The Ritva says, not l'maisa, that he can, but the Ritva says it just means that when a person sells a field, he sells all the zechuyos in that field to the next person. So the four people who sold it to this one guy sold the zechus of those four people. And that's why he has this taina. We discussed this a lot in Yevamos, Daf Lamed Zayin, about the principle of kum dina. Listen to that shiur again to hear the lumdus on it. Hahuda amar lahu dikla labras. A man on his deathbed says, this palm tree should go to my daughter. Ozo yasmi. And after he died, the yisomim came and palak l'nichsi. L'yavu l'dikla. So before the daughter could get the palm tree, the sons split up all the nechassim. So Rav Yosef l'meimah hanem asisan. Rav Yosef thought to say, hey, this is our Mishnah, right? Originally, it was belonging to a group. She had a chelek in the palm tree, but then they all split it. So isn't it a machlokas? I'm like, Abaye, no, me dummy. Abaye is very active on this daf. Hasam kol chad v'chad mati matkilei. In our Mishnah, they could say, you know, we're four different people, and you have no rights to this. Hacha, but the case of the daughter, dikla gabayo have. There is, she had, they were all meshubit to give her a tree. So therefore, it's not the same. So what do they have to do? Lisvuladikla v'lahadru v'lifkum mireisha. They have to give her the tree, and then they split it up again. They split it up again from the beginning. Hudarmalahu dikla labras. A man says, dikla should go to my daughter. Shaki v'shavik trei palgi the dikla. He leaves, and he left over a whole forest of palm trees, and then two half palm trees. What, had half? They're jointly owned by a shutif. Two half palm trees. Yosef Rav Ashi v'kalkashale. And Rav Ashi pondered, Mikarul inshi l'trei palgi dikli dikla. Olo. Would a person, if he said, I want to give a palm tree to my daughter, could he mean two half palm trees? Would that combine for a palm tree or not? Amalei Mordechai Rav Ashi. Rav Mordechai says to him, Hachi amar avivi me'agrun yimishved Rava, kar inshi l'trei palgi dikla dikla. Yeah, people call two halves a whole. So therefore, this is enough for her. The Sharm Shannon Balacha wonders, is this a general rule? whenever you say a whole, you mean two halves, right? Or do we say that, you know, it's, you know, we say this is specifically by palm trees. Yeah, by big nafkamina, by, he talks about, what about Lecha Mishnah, what about the other cases? To two halves, could two halves make a whole? Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow is a huge daf. Let's try to start on time. Spend about 8 hours on tomorrow's daf. Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Yisrael, we'll try to do as much as we can. Maybe we'll really try to spend more time on Amid Beis for a change. We'll see. Okay, we'll stop here.